It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. We're going next to what has been seen as a romantic destination for Westerners. It's Tunisia on North Africa's Mediterranean coast. Tourists go there for the beaches or antiquities, but Tunisia's people have been living under an authoritarian president who has ruled for almost a quarter of a century. Now that president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, is under pressure and says he will step down in 2014. We're going to talk about this with Eleanor Beardsley, who's reporting from the capital city, Tunis. Hi, Eleanor.
Hello, Steve.
What have you seen on the streets in the last few hours?
Oh, gosh, I've seen a lot of stuff. Today, there was probably 50,000 people in downtown Tunis in front of the Interior Ministry protesting. He gave a speech last night where he announced a lot of concessions. He said he was going to make a free press. He was going to give people, you know, open up. He was going to not run again in 2014 for the sixth time. He was going to provide jobs. And so I think he thought that would calm the situation. Well, it did not, because all throughout the morning and the afternoon, the crowds just grew and grew and grew, and they chanted. And they were peaceful, but they were clear. We want him out. We want him gone. It's too little, too late. He's been in power 23 years. And then about, I don't know, two hours ago, you heard the popping of tear gas canisters. And I guess the police just had enough, because they started clearing the crowd. And all of a sudden, everyone just started running down the street, and the tear gas was coming. And I actually got caught on the fringes of the melee. I barely got it back into my hotel. And tear gas completely incapacitates you, I can tell you. I staggered up the stairs blinded to my hotel room. Anyway, that's what went on. In a matter of half an hour, they had cleared the streets entirely. Right now, we've been ordered back into our hotel, which is on the main drag. Everything's happening out front. It's littered with shoes, trash. There are tanks out front, riot police. Right under my window, the police beat some protesters with truncheons. I saw it. And now a state of emergency has been declared, and it's a frightening situation. It seems to be getting worse and worse.
Well, Eleanor, by all means, take care of yourself in the hours ahead. We should remember it is early evening now in Tunis. You're saying that the president's effort to calm the situation by offering concessions last night did not calm the demonstration. The protests have continued there in Tunisia. What started all this?
Well, you know, Tunisia is a sort of a benign authoritarian regime. You know, it's like you said, it's got beautiful beaches, tourists come, and people live well. And so I think they were willing to put up with the government has tightened, you know, over the years, and they had no press freedom. Like, you couldn't have YouTube or Facebook or, you know, and no opposition. They were imprisoned or exiled. Cronyism and corruption. Everyone talks about the president's wife's family. They had their fingers in everything. So people are just fed up. And they were willing to live with it with a decent economy. But then the economy started tanking with the world crisis. And what, you know, set it all off was in December, a young guy, a university graduate, couldn't find a job, so he rented a stall and he began to sell fruits and vegetables on his own, and the government confiscated all of his goods and apparently slapped him in the face, and he had it, and he set himself on fire in front of the town hall, and he died. And that just set off, it ignited the country, because everyone saw themselves in that young man. They, you know, a lot of people here are educated, highly educated, unemployed, and misery. And also it touched on feelings in a lot of Arab countries. It's the same thing in a lot of Arab countries, mm-hmm. and with these rulers that tamp down on the people. So that just set it off.
We just got a few seconds here, but isn't this government that's now under pressure, this president who is under pressure to leave office, an ally of the United States?
Absolutely, because I guess, you know, he was seen as a bulwark against the Islamist insurgents. So we saw it like that. But the people today say, please support us, people. We are not Islamist radicals. We just want a real democracy. And they're asking the West to support the people and no longer this corrupt leader.
Eleanor Beardsley, thanks for your work throughout the morning. Thank you very much.
Good to talk with you, Steve.
That's Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis, Tunisia, where there are continuing protests against the long-serving president there.